Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. It is radio that makes a difference, and we're all about making a difference, folks, and making a positive difference on the planet. We've all been through a lot lately.
Yes, and what we wanted to talk about were these energies that are out there, how you deal with them. Of course, we just gone through a full moon and an eclipse, and people have been all over social media, and we just had a great response from one of our longtime guests, Mark Nepo.
He said that he's closing his Twitter account in good conscience and cannot support or be complicit in the escalation of hate speech, prejudice, and violence. Under the guise of free speech, we are drifting into unconsidered and unowned rhetoric that relies on shouting more than listening, on pushing each other away more than joining together. And this is really what's going on, folks, and we need to be really aware of it and where we're complicit in that kind of action.
Yeah, remember the old saying, where your attention goes, your energy flows. It's really important for you to be conscious about where you are putting your energy. And that means resistance also, as opposed to standing for what you want. So support those things that are positive in your life. Don't put your energy or your resistance in those other areas.
Yes, and if you're using those social platforms, be aware of what you are contributing to. Just be aware. And you may decide you don't want to contribute to a certain platform anymore because it is all about separation as opposed to coming together.
Well, remember also during these times you want to stay as healthy as possible. We have mentioned the FLFE program, FLFE.net, where you can have a free trial. And it's about raising your consciousness. So check that one out. But also Powers of PH.
Yes, powersofph.com. And if you put fall in the checkout, you're going to get a 20% discount.
Yeah, just write fall in the coupon area at checkout and you will get 20%. That's up till the end of December.
That's powersofph.com and flfe.net/conscious talk. And we're going to be right back, folks, so stay tuned. We have a great show lined up for you.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so have you noticed that the whole world seems to be on the edge of fear? Well, everywhere you look, the institutions and foundations of our lives are shifting, and we're left with anxiety, which often triggers fear, whether it's rational or not. We'll have a chat with Dr. Devana Vedri for her take on how we can surrender the fear. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, as we have for many years, we depend when things get a little woogie out there on our favorite transformational healer, Dr. Devana Vedri. And today is no exception because, as Benny mentioned, it's been a little fearful out there. And we really need to drill down on this one in our down-to-earth spirituality segment. So, Devana, with that in mind, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, hello, Devana, and what a great subject to delve into today. Everything is very woogie out there. We just got a call this morning about someone who was saying, wow, you know, everything is so wobbly. There's a lot of anxiety and fear. She was feeling it. We've been feeling it. So help us out here.
Yes, it's one of those times in history where it's a little bit like the good news is there's more love and support and energy being brought in and opened up, and the bad news is there's more energy available it's being supported and opened up, and we're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's activating depending on where one is sitting within one's being and in one's life. It's activating a lot of fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I, you know, a lot of that goes along with not just the energies on the planet, but the fact that our the institutions, the foundational things of our lives have been are part of the shift also. I think people in the spiritual community kind of expected, oh, this great shift is going to come and everything will be, you know, just glorious. And, but, you know, a shift is a shift, and that means everything changes.
And I want to refer to something you just said, Devana, about the good news and the bad news is there's more energy available. So what are you saying that that's the energy is available, there's more of it, so it's kind of feels like it's ramped up, and we choose how to receive that energy? In other words, it's big energy, so we might go into fear, or it's big energy and we might use it to empower ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
It is about how we respond. Mm-hmm. So when more light and love and frequency, higher frequencies are brought, they're very illuminating. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that depending on where we're sitting within our being, it can illuminate something. So let's say that we've been sitting with something for years, something we've kind of been skirting the issue around or avoiding or that because we just didn't want to deal with it or we didn't want to look at it. Well, now with these new frequencies and more light, we can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere we turn, we're reminded of it. Mm-hmm. We're feeling it more acutely within the bodies, and so there's discomfort. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily illness. It's not necessarily attached to anything in the world that we're aware of. And so there's a little ill at ease. There's a little bit of unrest that seems to come from nowhere because we're still refusing to look at it.
Yeah, this is what we always refer to as free-floating anxiety.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying if we were willing to look at what has come up for us and just even just be with it and acknowledge it, we could get some relief from that anxiety and fear, correct?
What would happen when we acknowledge that we're uncomfortable or we're feeling a little anxious or we're afraid, even if we don't exactly know what that is, just acknowledging that that is going on diminishes it. Mm-hmm. Because we're no longer trying to run from it. We're no longer trying to put Band-Aids on it. We actually have stopped the running, and we're looking. And we're now open, moving towards being willing. When we can be open and willing, in the vibrations, in the frequencies, and in the strength of the vibration and frequencies that are available to us, when we can be in a position internally of being open and willing, then those pieces will come and somewhat rapid fire. Mm-hmm. And that's the good news of this.
Right.
That's the thing that we like about more energy. It's easier to feel. It's easier to see. It's also creates and gives clarity, which can often allow us to just let it go.
You know what it occur what occurs to me, and I think we see this in a lot of healing, etc. But basically, our attitude is, or my attitude about this in particular, is that it brings your energy, as opposed to being at effect of outside energy, you can use that to bring your energy. So when you move your attention, you know, where your attention goes, energy flows, right? That's you showing up. And otherwise, it's just you're fulfilling a pattern. You know, you're just going with the flow of whatever's out there. And it may be that free-floating anxiety versus put yourself there. Does that make sense?
Yes. But in response to the free-floating anxiety, and this is one of the challenges right now, is everyone is feeling a bit anxious. Not everyone, but many people are feeling a bit anxious and not understanding why.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the challenge is to allow oneself to be in that unknown. I'm feeling a little anxious. And then as one attends the anxiety, to attend it, even though you don't have, like, you don't know why and you don't know what's generating it, what you can know is that the anxiety is there, and as you connect more deeply within your system, the anxiety will go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and we don't need to pin it on anything in particular.
Right. Because a lot of times we'll just make up stories about what we think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And never get to surrendering it. And then as the story ends up not being true, then we're more anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then more anxious.
Yeah.
To the point
yeah.
where it can really, you know, gather dust bunnies, so to speak.
And Devana, is that need to make a story up, which is pretty normal, natural reaction for most people, is that because we want to feel in control of this when really we're not necessarily in control of it?
We want to feel as though there is some order and reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because then our world makes sense.
Yeah. Otherwise,
if it doesn't make sense, then
yeah.
Everything's out of control, we're at risk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we normally fear what we don't understand. We normally fear what we can't control. And so to just be with it without making a story up or assigning it something is something that a lot of people are not used to and very afraid of. But just like you said, admitting it and simply being with it without having to know what it is can really help reduce some of that anxiety.
And to make the goal just feeling better.
Yeah.
Not solving a problem, but just I want to feel better. I want a bit more peace. I want to be more relaxed.
Yeah. And I think that's
that sense of well-being. And the way you can get there is through connecting inside, connecting with the breath.
Yep.
Breathing out the fear.
Yep.
And if you make that your goal, then those solution steps make sense.
Absolutely.
Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. We are talking about surrendering the fear, and we're going to dig much deeper in this when we come back after these messages.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown.
And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and I always remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website where you can hear everything we've been talking about today, again, for free in the archives. And we keep them there for at least a couple of years. And you can also find out how to connect with our guests by going to their guest page. Just put their name or the date of the show in the search engine. You'll find their guest page. Click on their name on a list, and that'll get you there. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with our very special guest and dear friend, Dr. Devana Vedre, talking about surrendering fear today, which we all could use a good dose of, as we know that things are different. Things are very different in the world, and things are shifting rapidly and changing. So, Devana, you gave some really good concrete advice in the first segment about what to do with the anxiety and the fear when it comes up. What do you tell people who just generally are always in some level of anxiety? Is it the goal for them to just feel better too?
Yes, it's a good place to start. Because when the system is calmed down and there's a sense of a deeper connection and there's starting to a trust to be built in that connection, it handles a tremendous amount of anxiety. But a lot of times what people don't understand is that there's a thought form attached to the anxiety. Mm. And it's not about knowing the thought form and being free so much as it is when you acknowledge that you're feeling anxious or lost. And this is a point I wanted to bring up in this segment, is there's part of what often comes with anxiety is a feeling of being lost. When there is movement forward in one's spiritual path, part of what happens is that you're on a trajectory, often living out what you think you want, how you think you need to be, who you think you are. And then as we awaken, as spirit within us starts to move, that all starts to come into question. And that can be very challenging and can create anxiety. It can bring up grief. But because it's our spirit motioning within us in that awakening, it isn't attached to an event necessarily that happens in our life. We just start to realize we thought we wanted to be this person. We thought we wanted this from our life, and now we're not sure anymore. And a lot of times, because we don't know what else to do, we just stay on the same path. But now, instead of feeling all in on the path, we sometimes will feel like we're a little fraudulent, because part of us isn't as passionate about it as we were maybe a year ago or a few months ago, and there's just an anxiety about that because there's that feeling of being lost. Mm-hmm. And so to understand that when there is an awakening and when there are things that seem less certain, we will often feel anxious or afraid. That's a very normal response. And I want people to understand that fear is not the enemy. Feeling lost isn't the enemy. It is part of transition. It's part of self-discovery. And when we can acknowledge that, wow, I'm feeling anxious, or wow, I'm really afraid of X, then that gives us a lot of power over it. And that acknowledgement where we're not ashamed that we're afraid, where we're able to acknowledge that, wow, I'm really afraid of this, or I'm really afraid of that, it gives us information. It gives us an ability to stay out of some of those other places, like shame. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing of it, though, is a lot of times we are in the habit of generating our own fear through projecting out. And that's where I think it's important to realize what stimulation are you exposing yourself to on a daily basis, and how much future projecting are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because generally when we future project, it's not, it it's out of defense. So we're worried about something that might happen but isn't here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we seem to future project with fear. Usually we're not necessarily projecting wonderful outcomes or a happy time, and there are times maybe we are, but probably more than likely, Devana, when people future project, they project from fear, from a question, because it's unknown.
Well, it doesn't fit our expectations. We hear this a lot for people who have been on the spiritual path for some time, is they don't understand why the rest of the world, you know, isn't on the same path. It doesn't make sense to them. And then they future project into, you know, this is all going in a horrible direction.
Yeah, we're all going down the toilet.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, the thing of it that's always challenging is that because it's a future projection, there's no sense of power. Mm-hmm. And because it's not real. Mm-hmm. And so you have to come back to the now. And the question of the now is, are you okay? Are you safe? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be, is everything to your liking? Because I don't know many people that would say, oh, yeah, it's about as perfect as it could be. That's a rare thing. Mm-hmm. But are you safe? Mm-hmm. That's huge. Because when you project out, there's not safety as a general rule. Mm-hmm. Something is at risk. Mm-hmm. You come back to the now, are you okay? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then the thought forms and the focus is then, well, what do you want to do next? What do you want to do now? But next is the next moment. Not next week or not 5 years from now.
Right.
And when you can bring yourself back to the now, what you'll notice is that you'll feel calmer.
Mm-hmm. And that's really such sound, simple, profound advice, if you will, is to remind ourselves. And Devana, we've been feeling that way. We've been feeling like the universe is really pressing in on us to be more present, to be in the now, instead of always with our thoughts way ahead of us. And like you said, normally people don't feel safe in that type of, where that thinking gets started, and then we start to make up the stories that really support that, and it just kind of spirals us down into a really, really bad place.
Yes, and so it's important to see and to stay as close as you can to what's next in the moment, what's in the day. It doesn't mean that there aren't challenging things within the day, or you know, maybe you're going for a job interview and you're nervous. But then be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But then also put some energy or thoughts to what you want to say and how you want to present, and to put some energy to your success.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the fear running it to the point where maybe you don't go to the job interview or,
right.
You know, suddenly you develop a cough or something, you
right.
know?
Right, right.
And we can shift that if we can acknowledge that, wow, I'm really anxious about this. And to then go, okay, I'm anxious about this. What do I need to do to feel better?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there will come, I need to wear my favorite outfit, something I'm comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sure that my blood sugar is good.
I
need to call my friend and have her tell me how great I am.
That's a good one. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, folks, we're getting some really profound and sound advice here from Dr. Devana Vedrea around fear and the little patterns that we play on ourselves that really put us in a spot where we wish we weren't. So if you're interested in all this, which I bet you are, stay tuned. We have a lot more to come. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We'll be right back.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
What's your age? That's AGE. Aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, everyone, and so happy to have you joining us here today because we're talking about a subject that touches everyone, I'm sure everyone on the planet from time to time, if not most of the time, and that is fear. And we are really being helped by Dr. Devana Vedrai in learning how to surrender the fear, and this is what we are discussing. So, Devana, remind everyone what Remind us what? To stay in the moment? What do you want to remind us of?
That as we motion forward and the intensity increases and there is more light available, so that when we turn toward it, it's easier to choose it, to understand that that is the universe saying to us, I love you. Mm. That's how that is expressed. Mm. More love and light available. It's the way the universe expresses its love. And so we're not being beat up by light. We're not being punished in any way. It's not like it's getting harder. What's getting harder is holding on to our pain. Mm-hmm. It's getting harder to stay unconscious. Mm-hmm. It's getting harder to do things in an old way. Mm-hmm. And so when we can understand that what is being given to us by our guides, by what's being allowed energetically, it's being given in love for us to be free. Mm-hmm. So that we can really stand and be who we want to be, who we are at the depth of our beings. And then for us to be able to focus our lives on something that really matters to us, not just the patterns of the things that we've been told should matter. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's going to be different than the generation before. And a lot of times we will forget that the extra help that's illuminating a few things of discomfort is there for us. And the more we can find a place of being open and willing to consider that as we let go of some of these things, that it really opens up possibilities for us that without it we wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It, you know what has always been very helpful to me, and Brenda and I remind ourselves of this from time to time.
And each other.
Yeah, is that everything's in divine right order. There isn't anything wrong with what is happening. You know, you can stand for what you believe in, et cetera, but ultimately, we're moving, as you say, there's more light available. We're moving in a positive direction. You know, everything is happening for a reason. And we've talked about it as illumination for a long time.
And here's the interesting thing about illumination, I think, Devana, at least I can say from my past experience, is I thought of illumination as just everything being just perfect and beautiful and right and blah, blah, blah. But illumination includes illuminating those places in us that are asking for more light, correct?
Yes, and it's illuminating the shadow. Mm-hmm. So sometimes not as pretty as we would like it
right.
to be.
Right.
And yet that's our motion forward, because as we stop judging it, and judging ourselves for what we've been carrying, and go, yeah, I carried a lot of resentment, and now I'm not. Mm-hmm. When we're about as neutral as that about
there
it.
There you go. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, and it doesn't have us anymore. And
right.
we don't go around judging others that happen to be doing the same thing.
Right. And really what it does, Devana, it starts to eliminate a structure in consciousness that has been so pervasive on this planet, and that is shame. And that is why we can't admit, because we are on some level ashamed that we carried anger, resentment, rage. I want to kill this person, that type of thing. And so we've hidden it from ourselves. And now all of that is being illuminated. And I want to bring up something around acceptance when we come back. So stay tuned, folks. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrai. We'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we are making a difference today with Dr. Devana Vedrai. She's been one of our favorite guests over the years, and I encourage everybody to go to ConsciousTalk.net, put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine. Click on her name from a list, and you'll find her page. And listen to some of these past shows, because this is where we are talking about that internal landscape and how it reflects out into our world. This is Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrai. So, Devana, Brenda's got a question.
Well, what I wanted to bring up, Devana, was as you're talking, I keep hearing the word acceptance. And I'm wondering if we're just being asked to accept what is so that we can allow the energies to move. And that means accepting our shadow side as much as we accept our light side.
Yes. To remember that judgment is like Velcro. Mm-hmm. And when we're judging something, a lot of times, if we can't release it, one of the challenges with acceptance is that we will be ready to let something go. And a lot of times when we're in that process of letting something go, we'll have an experience of it one more time. Mm. It might be a feeling or something. It's important at that moment not to judge it, to just let it go and to not judge it, because the minute something is leaving our system and we judge it, back it is for one more round.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is where acceptance, when we're in a deep state of acceptance, we're not for it or against it. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
And so when we're in that place, let us say with a resentment or a regret or something like that, and we've taken the charge off of it, as it goes to leave our system and just become part of our life experience that we're in a deep acceptance of, we're going to be less likely to judge the experience on the way out.
And less likely, I would assume, to be fearful, to be as in as much fear and anxiety that we've been perhaps in the past.
The fear and the anxiety come because we don't feel in charge of it. Like we're resenting or we're angry, but we can't not be angry. So we don't feel in control. We feel as though the anger has us, the judgment has us, that we're just reacting and we're out of control and it's not good. And so part of what happens with things that we're afraid of is that we're aware that we aren't at certain junctures in control. And so the way you get control, though, is the opposite of what you think. To gain the control, you have to acknowledge, wow, I'm really angry. I'm really angry every day. And you start to take back some energy.
Yeah. And that was a good explanation of how it, you know, anxiety, fear, et cetera, is that revolving door when you judge it.
Yes. And so understand, we are human beings. We are going to be afraid. There are things that are really healthy about our fear. There are things to be afraid of in a third dimensional world with a body. There are things that can kill us.
Right.
So a little fear awareness is good. What we're talking about are the things that we're making up to be afraid of. What we're talking about is, how much TV are you watching with people being put in fearful situations, harmed, injured, hurt? How much of that programming are you embracing? How much are you projecting into the future, all the possibilities of things that you can't control that are bad, and then being afraid and living that on a day-to-day basis, even though in that moment you're completely safe? Those are the fears that we're talking about, not the, yes, that 40-foot drop will hurt if you take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about what we make up.
Yeah.
The thought forms we entertain and then make up a story around it and start to believe it.
Yeah. So a mind is a dangerous thing is what we come down to.
And so,
it can be.
Yes. Acknowledging the fear, acknowledging that you're afraid, even if in some part of your person you're like, it's ridiculous for me to be afraid of this, but I am. It's like, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Acknowledging one's fear is the first step to surrendering it.
Yeah.
And then you can ask for help around that. Please help me to let this go. Please help me to see what's right about this. Please help me to make another choice. You can breathe the fear out of the body. Mm-hmm. You can open the system to me willing to see where it comes from. Spirit will bring it. But it requires that we be open and willing, and acknowledgement is a great place to start.
And you know, on a practical level, if you don't take these steps, if you don't accept it, if you don't look at it, if you don't surrender it, it'll keep coming back and coming back to remind you that this is a space in you that, you know, needs some more light.
Well, it's calling for healing. Yeah. It's calling for light. It's calling out. You know, it's not, like you said earlier, Devana, this is not to punish us. This is not to make us more uncomfortable. This is for us, all of it. And shifting that level of consciousness, I feel, is a big part of what we're all involved in on the planet today, is to really understand at the depth of our soul that who we are is always for us, everything, that we live in a benevolent universe, and it's our decision how we experience it.
And to understand that we have a deep and profound desire to be free.
Mm-hmm.
As we attend these things, we become more and more free.
Mm-hmm. And this is a good thing.
Yes.
This is a really good thing. Yes.
Well, that's the motion that we have been looking for and preparing for eons. I mean, we actually have been making a lot of progress. It's just, it's all relative.
Yes. And it doesn't serve to look out necessarily, because a lot of times we see a lot of repeating of human behavior. But if you really want to see the progress, so to speak, then ask your spirit to illuminate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the evolution. I want to feel the evolution that is occurring. And then see what is presented.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, there's a lot of wash, rinse, and repeat out there.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
but there
is.
But there's also a lot of new possibilities opening up as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Devana, as always, how do people reach you if they want to work with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
And we always encourage people to go to drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com.
Devana, always too. Thank you so very, very much from our hearts to yours. And folks, as always, thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see everyone next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.